B-Pod Studios.
They get you going every day.
I don't care for the sportsman-like talk.
Toucher and Rich.
At least let me live in a fantasy world that for 3 hours you hate each other.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Oh, you're an angel, whoa. And I love you so. Across time and space, I will never feel alone. Oh.
Across time and space. Oh, I love you so. Across time and space.
I got a very heated message yesterday on Instagram from a guy who was upset that I don't like Crosby, Stills, and Nash.
How old was he? 70?
I don't
75?
Know. I don't know. I just thought it was funny.
Oh, man.
Why don't you like the music that I like?
I've always thought that was a strange thing.
Well, all right.
I mean, don't. I'm not a fan.
Yeah. Not a fan of three dumb hippies with acoustic guitars harmonizing. No, thank you. I don't like that. Imagine that. I'm on some other planet where I don't like that.
I'm not a fan either outside of Southern Cross. Southern Cross slays. I love that song.
Yacht Rock.
Total Yacht Rock. But that song kills. I love it.
Yeah, all that stuff I hate. I hate Joni Mitchell.
I hate
James Taylor.
Janis Joplin. We hate Janis Joplin.
I don't like, but she used electric instruments. She's not.
I like Neil Young. He was in Crosby, Stills, Nash and Young. I like Neil Young.
I love his voice.
You're not a fan of Seals and Crofts, Fred?
Is that Summer Breeze?
Summer Breeze makes me feel fine. Now we're talking.
Yeah. I'd rather hear that than Crosby, Stills, Nash, quite frankly. At least there was a funny web series about the Yacht Rock. All right. So you played Trevor Bauer, who you would think is the worst rapper of all time. You have to think that this is an adult with a little bit of money and a lot of time. I mean, he only has to pitch every fifth day, and he goes in and he comes up with Across Time and Space. Oh, but Rich, it's not only baseball that has guys who like to rhyme.
No, and now we turn our attention to a gentleman by the name of Isaiah Wilson. If you don't know Isaiah Wilson, you're not aware, his 1 year in the league was an absolute disaster. He was drafted 29th, I believe, in the 2020 draft to the Tennessee Titans. And then just everything that could happen, any way he could possibly screw up, he screwed up. He was arrested 3 times in a 7-month span beginning in September.
Building his rap cred.
Ended his playing career with 1 game played. Now, he was traded to the Miami Dolphins in March, but cut just days after he was caught dancing on top of a car instead of attending practice.
Yeah.
He was also late to his physical, the onboarding process, and also skipped optional workouts that he had committed to. So, I mean, he's a gem. But as you said, Fred, maybe it was all worth it. And maybe it's because he was working on his brand new mixtape.
Yeah, deep down, he's an artist. He's not some thug to be throwing his body around an NFL field. He's a guy who has to express himself musically.
So 2 days ago, he dropped a brand new EP titled Layup Lines under the name GG Bowser, GGBOWZER. Not a fan of Mario.
And also, Sha-na-na. I mean, obviously. Yeah.
He likes muscular men with deep voices.
Yeah, he likes the baritones with the big biceps.
That is true. So, Isaiah Wilson,
wow.
He has put out his mixtape. And let's listen to, it's 6 songs, and let's listen to this track first, which is called LMK, LMK.
You like that, Johnny?
Hold me down, when guys you hold me down.
That wasn't you, Rich?
No.
Oh, God.
Ooh.
First of all, it sounds like he's playing like a music bed on like a boombox.
Yeah, I know, but it didn't sound anything different than anything else. And then he came in, because at first I was like, oh, whoa, I'm not stopping this.
Nope.
There's nothing to talk about.
Oh, no, Fred. That's all, though, to whet your appetite for the true star.
Yeah, that just lets you. Okay, that lets you know that he put a couple bucks down, got a guy with some beats. All right, here we go. I mean, the beats are there. Let's hear what he's got. No. Coming, baby girl, in a Cupid. And under this arm, I'll try to be fair. All right. Well, he obviously can't hear. This is John in 5 years. This is how your updates will sound. He hired a producer, because I guess the way this works is that you find a guy with like beats, and then you get the producer, and so this guy's like, all right, here's the beat, what are you gonna do? And all right, here we go. I won't interrupt it so much. I'll let it play. Come in, baby girl, you know Cupid. And under this arm, I'll try to be fair. Watch how I'll show you how to lose it. Start creeping on it in music. Baby, I just want to show you clueless. How I'll show you how to make a movement. I'll show you how to make a movement. Sit down. Loosen up. We're about to make a movement.
I'm trying to find his lyrics on Rap Genius. Unfortunately, not anywhere to be found.
I'm trying how to make a movement.
Scubba-blabba, skibby-blah, goo-goo-gee-la.
To just go in with your highest soprano voice. Shock the world. Big guy with high voice. How I show you how to make a movement. Trying to give you all my heart and lose it. But I really want you to just screw it. How'd you find... Now, I know there was an article about this, but how did this get into people's hands?
How does it not? This is like COVID. It just spreads.
I know, but like, how did he listen to this and then allow it someone else to hear it?
Somebody said he absolutely recorded those vocals with his iPhone and the wired mic that comes with the phone.
Yeah, that's the problem with it, is the sound quality.
Right. Yes,
if only it was better produced, it would be really good.
Right, you get a real producer in there.
Yeah.
Let's see what Dre can do with this.
Yeah, exactly. Let's get the Neptunes on it. All right. Let's wait for the second one. Let's wait until after Gorman.
Oh, how dare you hold on to such a gem?
Because I think the people will wait for it. I think that when you have something prized like this, you don't just rush them all out. That is the you know, let's control ourselves here. Let's not go crazy. I'll tell you how to make a movement. How you make a movement. Hustler, July 1984.
Someone said not even auto-tune could fix that.
No.
It's like auto-tune proof.
Got bad idea written all over it. Just not, he was not steered in the right direction by whoever was responsible for that. There's someone who took money for not a job well done. I'll tell you that right now. All right, Mike Gorman had to call that game last night, and he had to remember all the names of the players on Oklahoma City, which cannot be easy to do. And I would imagine the last 3 minutes of that game were quite unbearable.
Sorry, somebody just said it sounds like a John Henry T-Pain remix.
Can you please show me how to make a movement? I'm all backed up. 311 remix. All backed up. Don't know what to do. Please help me, go poo. All right. NPR, ladies and gentlemen. All right. Michael Gorman will join us in just a moment.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
What they say in the morning, you'll be talking about all day.
This is a dumb conversation, but, you know, why the hell not? That's what we do.
Cutcher and Rich, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Sounds by one. Sounds down one.
Yeah, that's good action by OKC, going side to side.
Pokuševski's very active with the ball, isn't he?
Yeah. Not necessarily active in the dining room, only 7 feet, 195.
But a nice handle here. Finds the right guy.
Yeah, one thing he can do when he comes, gets downhill or runs pick and rolls, you can see right over the defense.
Yeah, way to make me feel good about myself. I'm 30 pounds heavier than a 7-footer. Fantastic.
Yeah, a 7-footer you can blow over with a heavy fan. I mean, come on.
Yeah, last night was fun. I watched a lot of the Celtics game because I didn't know one player on OKC. Literally one player on OKC. I don't remember him from college.
Which is why the Celtics lost. It was a tough team, man.
Yeah.
Couldn't scout him. No tape
on
any of these
guys. I'll tell you
this,
is if you have a kid playing spring basketball and they can't beat the press, Oklahoma City at the end of that game put on a clinic, baby.
Yep.
How to beat the press. Mike Gorman is the voice of the Celtics. He had to learn all the OKC names before the game yesterday for NBC Sports Boston. He joins us on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline. Mr. Mike Gorman, hello.
I thought for sure you were a Sweet Judy Blue Eyes guy. I really did.
What's that?
Sweet Judy Blue Eyes? Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young.
Oh, yeah. I don't even know. It all sounds like, what is it called? Painful Crap. It's the name of everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't care. Yeah. What are you with these harmonies? I mean, and David Crosby always looks like he's up to something. He's always on that stool, sitting on that stool thinking up something bad.
Quick little story about your previous guest. About 2-3 years ago, Terry and I decided to do something different. So we flew to Athens and went down to the docks and rented a sailboat with a guy who and his wife, who was the captain of the sailboat. And we went sailing to the Greek islands for a week and a half. So we're at this. We told him we don't want to go to the main islands. We want to go to the more remote ones. So we're at this really remote island. I can't even remember the name of it. I don't know if the name was even on the map. And it's this little small harbor that you pull into. And we're the only boat in there. And then about 7 o'clock at night, 8 o'clock at night, this other boat pulls in and puts all its lights out. We wake up the next morning, and we swim in, and there's these two guys and two girls sitting at the cafe, which is the only cafe, the only place you get something to eat on the island. And they got Dropkick Murphy T-shirts on. And I think it was two of the guys in the band.
Oh, it was Ken Casey then.
Yeah,
it was Ken Casey because he would be the guy who goes out in the Dropkick Murphys T-shirt. If he played for the Celtics, he'd have his jersey on right now. That's pretty funny. So you saw them, and then it was a guy from the Dropkick Murphys, and they obviously recognized you.
No, we didn't have any exchange at all.
Oh, really?
Really?
Yeah. No. I didn't want to go bother them because they were obviously having a good time. They're looking for fans.
Oh, no, I just thought he would have seen you and then pulled you in because, forget it, it's too inside. No, all right, no, I have stories.
But it's just, my point is it's a really small world. I have a great friend who's Spanish, who lives in Madrid, and every year he flies over here in the summer and goes to about 3 or 4 Dropkick Murphy concerts. That's who he likes. As far as American bands go, Dropkick Murphy is head and shoulders number one in this guy's mind.
Well, they have a
diverse clientele.
Yeah, they're great guys too. So it's always good to hear they got international fans. They certainly they do travel. Hopefully, they can get back to that. Mike, how badly did you want the game to end yesterday? It just kept going and going and going. At the end, were you ready to get out of there?
Yeah. I mean, because I thought it was the same old story. You could tell early on, and first quarter, you could tell this was going to be the same old story. It was just going to be a question of whether or not the Celtics got lucky and scored maybe the last basket and stole the game. But that wasn't about to happen. You know, it's very difficult to see where this team's coming from right now. They don't seem to have any sense of urgency at all. They seem to think it's not so much throwing a switch. They just seem to think they just need to show up, and the good things are going to happen. And when they don't have happen, they don't seem to have a very good response to it. So yeah, it's pretty frustrating to call their games right now, because you don't want to be really negative. What they're doing on the court is mostly negative. So if you're doing your job to describe it, you get a lot of people angry. I know. I seem to get a lot of people angry on Twitter.
You seemed it's almost like resigned yesterday. Like you said it best. You knew it was going to happen. I could almost tell. And so there was no reason to really get fired up about it. And you just kind of were like, yep, that's kind of the way this is all going to go. And at some point, is that just who this team is? Wildly inconsistent? Like, can we expect anything different from here on out? No. I know they didn't have several of those stars, but they should have beat this team. Like, can you expect anything different, Mike?
No, I know. I don't think this is fixable in the short run. So I think we see what we get. And on some nights when everybody's together and playing pretty well. Now, in their defense, and this is about the only credit I'll give them for a defense. In their defense, if you took last, before training camp began, if I asked you to write down the top seven Celtic players, I'm pretty sure I'd know who those top seven guys were. That group has never played together for a whole game this whole season because of injuries. So that is part of the reason they are as inconsistent as they are, because there's always a different guy in the lineup and a different guy out of the lineup. And, you know, in defense of Jason Tatum, I think that kid's gone through a lot between getting the virus and trying to become the leader of this basketball team and being a husband and father. And there's a lot going on in that kid's life for 23 years old. And I think he needs a rest. I think in the last 5 or 6 games, it's been very evident that he's a tired basketball player. And I frankly would give him tonight off too, but I don't think they're going to do that.
But Mike, that's why that last night's game was so frustrating to me, is because, you know, you're going to get some games like that where the stars are going to be out. And in a game where you're playing a team that has lost 14 in a row, it's the perfect opportunity for guys like Grant Williams or Aaron Nesmith or one of these bench guys to come
Romeo
in.
Langford.
Yeah, Romeo Langford. Mm-hmm. And justify their spot on an NBA roster. And it was just like the red carpet was out for him to do something last night to get people talking about him. And they didn't take that opportunity. And that, Mike, is, I think, what was the most frustrating thing about that game last night.
It was for me. I mean, that was really the topic of at the top of the show, where we try to paint some sort of scenario that you want to listen to, you want to watch. That was it. This is going to be a chance for the younger guys, the bench guys, to step forward, to get a lot of minutes, to show what they can really do. And all we got was crickets.
There was a good question that I think I heard. It might have been Perkins asked last night. And that was, you know, Marcus Smart is usually the guy who gets under everyone's skin, fires them up, tries to get them motivated. Who fires him up? Because he needs that right now. Like, who's the guy in the team that's going to talk to Marcus Smart about straightening up his game?
Yeah, I don't think we have that guy, and I think we need that guy. The Celtics are a young basketball team. I think they're the second or third youngest team in the league. We need some older people on this roster. And Danny knows that. I mean, I'm not saying anything that Danny doesn't know well. But he just is unable to get them at the price he's willing to pay right now. Yes, we need a veteran presence. And Tristan Thompson is that guy to a certain degree, and I think has been a big help to this team in terms of toughness, because I don't think this is a very tough team once you get by Marcus Smart.
All right, Mike, I get asked this question a lot because tangentially I do some of the games, whatever, but you're obviously...
Yes, I will recommend you for the job, Joe.
Thank you. I appreciate... You know, Mike, I appreciate that. Thank you.
Start retweeting compliments.
That's right. Mike, now I don't have to say anything. No, all kidding aside, there are a lot of questions that have to be asked about this organization, because all of us thought we were going to get a much different product this year based on what we've seen the last 3 or 4. Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown are the unquestioned 1 and 2 on this team, but can these two guys be the two leaders moving forward?
I don't think so. I think we need someone right now who's 28 to 30, who's been around the league. And you know, I thought Kemba might be that guy, but he's just been constantly plagued with injuries. He's never been given the opportunity or had the opportunity to play 5, 6, 7 games in a row. It's always can't play the second night of a back-to-back. Some little tweaky. Now he's got a hip problem. He's not going to play tonight. So he's been kind of snake-bitten from an injury point of view. And I think they were looking at him as that presence of a, again, a 28 to 30-year-old guy who's been around and can keep the younger guys, not so much in check because I don't think they're out of control, but just take the responsibility off of them for being the leaders of the team and step forward and be the leader himself. And again, we just don't have that guy. That's where I come from.
So is that your number one thing you're looking for when the offseason starts?
Question. Yeah. I don't really – it's funny. College basketball has kind of fallen from grace because of the pandemic. And so I don't know any of these guys who are in the draft. I read the projected drafts, and I haven't seen any of these guys play. But I don't want to see the Celtics bring more young guys to this roster. I think we need to package some of our young guys and or draft picks and get somebody Fred's age, you know?
Yeah, then it would set a record. It would be. I'm 30 pounds heavier than a 7-footer that took the floor last night.
I can't see you, so I don't know if you're there or not. You know,
I am here. I'm participating in the conversation. Absolutely, I am.
Yeah, you are.
I am. I watched you last night. I watched the whole thing. I found it fascinating. I mean, I really, and I'm not being facetious. Like you. It's got to be hard to call an Oklahoma City Thunder game and just go, who the hell are these kids? Like, who are these guys?
I do. It's actually right. I feel like Robert Redford and Butch Cassidy. Yeah. Who are these guys?
Yeah. What is this? What is this I'm watching?
That's a good reference. I like that.
All right. Well, Mike Gorman, good job as always. We always appreciate you coming on. And we'll see. I mean, this team is certainly going to the playoffs in one way or another. There might be a play-in situation, but they are going one way or another, and we'll continue to talk to you.
They really need to avoid that play-in situation.
Yeah.
Because of all we've been talking about here for the last 10 minutes, about their wildly inconsistent. They don't want to have their whole season down to one game.
No.
If it's down to one game, because it's the seventh game of the playoffs, that's a different story. But you don't want to qualify for this tournament and then be faced with having that be the legacy that you leave this year that you lost in the play-in tournament. I don't want that at all.
And think about, you know, motivation in that game. I mean, it could swing where they're just like, well, screw it. We're in a play-in game. Like, this is not, you know, there's no guarantee that they're going to be up for that game. You know?
There's not. I mean, you would think last night they would have come out and just blitzed these guys that we didn't know their names. And instead, you look up at the end of the quarter and all of a sudden you're down 5. And it looks just so much like Sunday's game. It was just a repeat of Sunday's game. And they better watch their step tonight against Charlotte, because Charlotte, obviously, they got popped last night by Milwaukee, but there's still only one game separating the Celtics from Charlotte in the loss column. And, you know, they don't want to be in that play-in game. And they're right on the fence right now.
Well, last night they're down by 11 with like 2.5 minutes left, and they go, okay, we'll try. And then they almost tie the thing. It's just maddening.
Well, that's why this team's infuriating.
Maddening to watch.
Yeah.
Oklahoma City would have never won a game ever again if they lost that game last night. I mean, they were celebrating 3 different times and almost lost it down the stretch.
Yeah. I mean, Jaylen Brown hits a 3-pointer falling out of bounds off 1 foot. And, and you know, and all of a sudden they can't break a press. And all of a sudden they're turning the ball over. And, I mean, they turned the ball over 27 times. It's just like... You're tying up balls. There's jump balls now. It's like, why weren't you doing this 2 minutes ago? Like, even if you just started trying with 5 minutes left.
Fred, welcome to this season.
Well, it's more fascinating.
Why didn't you do this a quarter ago? How many times have you said that, Mike Gorman?
At least that's...
A game ago. 2 games ago.
At least that's against NBA talent. Last night, that was not NBA talent. I mean, I mean, Oklahoma City has no intention to keep you most of those guys.
Fred, they've played the worst against the worst teams in the league.
Yeah, but no, I haven't seen it. I can't recall it since expansion. Like I said, like the Reggie Theist Orlando Magic. I can't remember a team being that faceless and nameless.
They just gave up 140 points in regulation a couple of weeks ago.
But who the hell's on that team?
There's one guy who's signed long term. Of course, they have Al Horford, who they're holding out.
Yeah, I would have recognized
Gilgeous Alexander, who's hurt. But that guy, Lou Dort, right, Mike? He's really the only guy.
Dort was the only guy I knew, and that was pretty obvious from my call early on. Yeah.
That's
like Johnny Most, you know? Johnny Most in that favorite game in Eastern Europe when the Celtics were playing, and Johnny's going, there's a guy with the beard, you know, what was a short guy?
To the lefty.
All right, Mike Gorman, thank you so much for the time, sir. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, see you guys.
All right, there you go.
Yeah, Mike Gorman last night was like,
passes it to the man.
I couldn't turn it off. I was just fascinated by that Oklahoma City team, saying, how are all these guys getting paid to play basketball? And I've never heard of any of them.
I've been upset about some of the losses this year. I wasn't even upset by it. No. I was just like, yeah, that happened. Yep, we know what they're capable of, and we know how capable they are of just like completely crapping themselves against the worst teams in the league.
Yeah,
they did it again.
Yeah, what are you going to do? Yeah. I mean, you're going to lose that game. There's no reason to think you're going to win a play-in game because, again, very well, they could go, well, you know, whatever, let's just end this thing. Like, who cares? Like, it's a play-in game to do what?
And if you survive the play-in round,
then you gotta play.
Face Brooklyn or Philadelphia.
Well, hence the motivation. Yeah. I mean, they might go, what the hell's the point of even injuring myself in this game when, you know, let's just go and have our off-season.
If this thing implodes, I have a feeling you're going to start finding out weird stuff that was going on, like during the season, behind the scenes. Because there's a lot of stuff that's just unexplainable.
But Mike just hinted at it with Jaylen Brown. I mean,
he did kind of hint at it. And
Jason Tatum. He said it about Tatum.
I'm sorry, yeah, Tatum. But you've heard little subtle hints in some of these post-game press conferences, these guys saying things that were calling out certain players on the team.
You know, if you're a young player, this season probably sucked because, you know, the COVID restrictions, I mean, not so much now, but you know, earlier with the COVID restrictions and when you're on the road, it sucks.
The
like you're not allowed to go out.
Yeah.
And, but whatever, you're a professional athlete. That doesn't mean a fan base can't get upset at you. I mean, it probably sucked and it was hard, a lot harder than it normally is. And a veteran team can take it. And also a veteran team like Kyrie Irving can go, like, I'm leaving without saying anything for 2 weeks. But, you know, that's the reality. And they couldn't handle it. If it was a normal season, it probably would have been a little bit different. But I certainly couldn't handle this season. And if you're a fan, you have every right to be upset about it.
I do like, John, how when you asked Mike Gorman whether Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown can be the leaders of this team going forward, his answer was, I don't think so.
No. Yeah. No, why would he think so?
No, you need, and I agree with him. I mean, how many times have we had Gorman on and he said usually leaders of good teams are 27, 28 years old, and Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown are about 2 or 3 years away from that.
So basically, if you want to win, you're going to have to move Brown for a veteran. Basically, is
you're going to have to do something.
You're going to have to do something.
Well, you're going to have to move Brown.
Well, there's a way you can keep both of them. You can, and try to bring in a strong veteran. You can still do that. There's ways you can move things around.
How? I mean, look, Kemba Walker's contract is not tradable.
Yeah, I mean, there's pieces that, boy, none of them are doing
any favors.
Like Marcus Smart is still a guy who has, believe it or not, after last night, but still has value to a lot of teams.
Right, but he's not going to bring in a veteran star. He's going to bring in...
You have picks. I mean, you have to throw in a bunch of picks as well. I mean, you're going to have to.
But
picks that are outside the lottery.
Yeah, but picks that are worthless. Just picks that are
might
nonsense.
Be a lottery pick this year.
No, they're getting in.
If they lose the play-in game, are they in the lottery?
Yes.
Yeah, but it's still like the 14th pick in the draft. No, who cares?
It's pick 15 or 16.
Yeah, so you end up with the 7-foot, 120-pound kid.
From overseas.
Who apparently was a first-round pick.
He was, but outside the lottery. Yeah. He was like pick 18 or 19. Yeah,
someone was like, well, you guys don't know what you're talking about. Well, no, I don't know what I'm talking about, but I can tell you that Oklahoma City's not staking their future on the 7-foot, 190-pound kid.
Gorman straight up said that I had a hard time.
Of course he did, because what people don't realize is that the people that cover these things are normal.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, Gorman,
they're normal human beings. Gorman's not sitting there every night studying Oklahoma City's garbage team.
You tour the league. I mean, you get to know the players. The preparation is more minimal than normal, and then you run across this team.
Right, and then you got.
Then you actually have to sit there for an hour or two and go, "Oh, okay."
Yeah, it sucks. Yeah, and hopefully this is going to be a quick game where there's no timeouts at the end because Boston's blowing them out, which is what the likely scenario is. Vegas is saying it. Everyone's saying it. And instead, you have a 45-minute last 2.5 minutes of the game, and you just want to go home. All right. We'll be back. We have this is worse. this is as bad as Trevor Bauer. I'll say that. It's not worse, but it's as bad. But I haven't heard the second song. There is a young NFL player that screwed everything up right away and now is no longer in the NFL, who has a rap career, and we are dissecting his new music. Here are the headlines.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
This is the home of the Bruins and the Celtics.
It is nothing but a thrill a minute.
These guys,
oh, my Lord, what could come next?
Dutcher and Rich on Boston's Home for Sports, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Diving relaxed when Gator's on my feet. I get the pepper every day of the week.
Take notes, Isaiah Wilson.
He denies this. He turned his back on this album because you asked him about scooping up on the ladies with the biggest butts.
Scooping up the ladies with the biggest butts.
And he doesn't like to talk about it.
It's disrespectful.
Scooping up the women with the biggest butts.
I said, that's your lyrics, not mine. You're the one who said it.
So I'll tell you, this big butt thing has gotten out of control. Some guy, I showed it to Mike Lockhart. Some guy on Instagram sent me a picture that's supposed to be sexy of these two ladies in bikinis. Their butts, 58 inches around. Johnny, I don't mean to get you excited.
But, no. There is a line that I don't cross.
That's gross.
Yeah.
There's no way they can clean themselves. It's disgusting. It's absolutely disgusting.
There
All right.
is a line in the sand. For
this Isaiah Wynn.
That's a guy who plays for the Patriots.
Isaiah Wilson. Yes. My bad.
Isaiah Wilson was drafted 29th by the Tennessee Titans last year. Was arrested three times for all pretty stupid things.
Let you know the Athens, Georgia cops are really on the ball.
He was in Tennessee.
I know. But what I'm saying is I'm sure he just started misbehaving soon as he got to the NFL.
They didn't look the other way or anything like that.
A guy who lost his job within 1 year, a first-round pick who's no longer in the NFL within 1 year, I'm sure was a model citizen at University of Georgia.
So he ended up getting traded at the end of the season. He played one game. Ended up getting traded to the Dolphins, and they cut him after they found him dancing on top of a car instead of showing up for practice because, of course, social media. So there you go. He got paid like $6 million guaranteed, I think, for that 1 year. So
first-round pick, man.
First-round pick. It's the kind of cash you get. And he said, that's all right. I made my $6 million. Now I'm going to invest it wisely in a rap career.
Yeah, he could have made a lot more. Apparently, he was supposed to be a top 10 pick, and then people talked to him. All right, so we played one of his songs, and do you want me to play Homer?
Yeah, let's go with another track off of he dropped a mixtape, a little rap album, just 2 days ago, and it is blowing up the charts right now. This song is called Homer off of his 6-song EP. Let's take a listen.
It's about the Middle Ages.
Yeah, and I came through, and I'm bad, and I came through to turn on my track. Came through in a wild body, Hellcat. Came through with my brother, yeah, we rap. Hold on, and we really drip too. And I came through, you know, my brother 6'2".
Okay, is this good? is this good?
Did he record this album without headphones on?
Did they just go?
Just trust me. There's music in the background, but it doesn't matter. Just, you know what? Take this big shot.
He's delightfully offbeat. He's a man of a million voices.
It almost sounds like the sound you would make when you're trying to wake up your dad.
Well, he said, teach me how to make a movement.
But I'm sick face, so I'll show you what a stick do. Yeah, I just might use a pen too. But I don't rap, I'm a band to eat you like some dog food, call it cheat you, treat you just like a bitch and I peep you. Yeah, like it's Pikachu.
Yeah, like it's Pikachu.
That's a Pokemon reference, ladies and gentlemen.
I don't care what it is. I need to isolate Mike. Just that guttural sound that comes out. It does like...
Teach me how to make a movement. Here, have this rotten salami. Hey, you have some homework at University of Georgia. All right, well, never mind. I'll do it. Just, all of a sudden, he got his money and he went nuts. I don't know what happened. He was so great at Georgia.
Like it's Pikachu, cause my little cow can't peekaboo. Hold on, yeah. Yeah, I got my diamonds like.
Wait, does he got a gun or he's got gum? Cause one thing I want, the other thing I want no part of.
Yeah, I got my diamonds like water. And you know I got a staller. Cause you know a young came a ballin'. So you know I had to start with a fallin'. Told the lazy hoes to start callin'. If you ain't tryna s**t on my b**tin', then you throw it in and do it all in.
How many times did you have to listen to that to figure out whether you had to beep it?
Yeah, I know. I was gonna say congratulations to Mike for figuring out to censor some stuff in that. It took him an hour, he says. when you're rhyming with But I guarantee you, someone tweets, he goes, hey, you idiots, you old idiots, you don't know what good rap is. All right. There's one more song, Rich.
Oh, yeah. This is one that is called...
Tears?
Tears, yeah. This is obviously,
this is
a romantic
song. This is sad. This is sad. Something bad happened. And so just know that going in. Don't be so judgmental. Something obviously bad happened. Unlike... MMK, which is a, or whatever the hell it's called, which is a love song.
Come in, baby girl, you know Cupid. I don't think it's how much I abuse
that. That is a love song. This is the sound of pain. So this is Isaiah Wilson.
Yes.
He's rapping the day away. He can't stop rapping. He's rapping. He's rapping this way and that. Here he is, rapping the day away.
Yeah.
Pasta Joe. Can you sign this paper that I just did for you at University of Georgia?
Okay.
All right. This is Pasta Joe's having to, when Netflix says, are you still watching? And he's got to press the button.
Could you please clean the chip crumbs off your stomach?
Please pull around. Your food is ready. Well, here's a very motivated Isaiah Wilson.
It was just me and bro back to back, tripping 20 foes, riding 20 foes, sipping foes, too much pain and poe, and my potion black, sicker than a rat, hit a little cat, and hit it with a mat.
Yeah.
All right.
You are going to number one. Everyone's going to hate this.
All right.
Well, you seem to be a little indifferent either way.
You've just been cut from the last team that would sign you.
Exactly.
It kind of sounds like the reaction he gave.
Your life is causing an investigation into the University of Georgia.
All right.
You're going to be out of money in 2 years.
Well, I'll tell you what. This thing is popping like nobody's business.
So it's a perk. You got to watch another Celtics game.
Still? After last night? Watch me walk down the block, I'm doing it like that. I ain't never showed you all my hands, I got them straps. Watch me walk through the hood and do it real precise. Coming through just like my name was Jerry Rice. Ooh. He's coming through precise like his name was Jerry Rice. Like my name was Jerry Rice. Speaking about rice, Pasta Joe's best to stuff in.
By Pasta Joe. Pasta Joe apparently was drunk and called him a phone.
I know. I want to hear
it. That. I heard about that.
And then he was not happy they hung up on him. No. I was on vacation.
No, no.
That was my 3-hour golf round. That was when the front nine took 3 hours. Right. Oh, I knew it all. The Pasta Joe called into Felger and Maz and got hung up on. And Pasta Joe did not like that. And neither did his Twitter followers.
Yeah, I did. I did not hear it. But there were people who were very angry. They hung up on him.
Yeah, I think that happened on Thursday because I had a lot of time alone with my phone. It's the new big pun in Fat Joe. It's
Pasta Joe and Isaiah Wilson.
I'm not a player. I just. It is Pasta Joe. All right. Thank you. We'll be back with Billy Jaffe to talk about the. Don't be so excited. Okay, well, both of you seem thrilled.
This woman says, "Oh, we don't have it." He said, "It sounds like remember this woman right here."
Take a nap many times as I can.
All right, it's Flossie's caregiver. Flossie, Pasta Joe, and Isaiah Wilson walk into a bar. And no one gets up. Oh, boy. Flossie, Isaiah Wilson, and Pasta Joe go into a bar. One toilet is broken. That is the only thing we know. Okay. We'll be back. Billy Jaffe will join us.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.